No losses in group play for the United States. They failed to win Group E, but they advance. Unfortunately, Sweden looms in the round of 16. First match in the knockout stage. That's coming up on Sunday, although I'm not really sure what day it is because it's in Australia and I have no clue. Kurt Johnson, director of soccer for North Carolina FC, and the NC Courage, who just got back from Australia. Do you know? Did you even know what day it was here while you were there?
Yeah, it was quite difficult. All I know is plus 14 hours to Sydney. That's my best math I can provide for
right,
you.
But it's plus 14 hours to Sydney, but you go a little bit west of there, and it's plus 13 and a half hours. I have no clue why. And then there's matches in Perth, which is 2 hours closer to us, and then it's longer to New Zealand. I have no idea. No idea what time or day it is. Are you in the same boat for as many of, I guess, the media and like bewildered why it has been such a struggle for Team USA?
I think yes and no. I think, you know, if you look back at the key players for the team, some of them, Sophia Smith, absolutely playing her best soccer, ascending, if that's the right way mm-hmm. to say it, you know, getting better. Quite a few of them coming off of injuries, mm-hmm. Being away from the game, you know, for a variety of reasons, lots of injuries. So I don't think we can be surprised that they're not playing at their best. I think tying Portugal in the third game is definitely a surprise. Yeah,
and it could have easily been a loss were it not for the post, the near post, on a try in stoppage time, and that would have put a ton of pressure on Team USA. Kurt Johnson, director of soccer, North Carolina FC, and NC Courage is joining us just back. You watched all your players play. Four of them are still alive because you've got two on Denmark and two with Team USA. But former players like Sam Mewis, not there because of injury. You alluded to injury. Becky Sauerbrunn, who would have been playing center back, and Julie Ertz, likely who is back after a long break from playing thanks to a new baby. She's playing center back as opposed to a defensive mid. Mallory Swanson, one of America's best goal scorers, not there. Katarina Macario, a creative player, also injured, not there. Rose Lavelle, you mentioned players coming back from injury. I'm not surprised that they are struggling to this regard. I'm surprised that people have forgotten why they don't have necessarily the best roster there.
Yeah. Agreed. And the list goes on, you know. So you've got a mixture of players, some playing very well. Emily Fox, we didn't mention her.
Right.
I mean, she's sliding in to cut the angle on that shot. Thank goodness for her, because maybe that's the microscopic, you know, difference of it hitting the post or hitting the post and going in. But, you know, some of them, like Emily Fox, like Sophia Smith, I think certainly are playing very good soccer and have been for many, many months. But so many of them just not at their prime, and therefore maybe not clicking. I guess the good news is, if there's a small glimmer of good news, is defensively not giving up only one goal in three games. And they're going to have to ride that, because I don't see them creating multiple goal games for the next four games.
Kurt Johnson is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. I keep hearing the gap is closed, which makes sense to me, since I think the rest of the world has understood now the value in the women's game and they are investing more in it. So you see England and they've had to deal with their own injuries. Australia they haven't even played Sam Kerr yet. And they are through the knockout rounds. But it just seems like there is more good soccer being played in the women's game all over the world now.
Yeah, thank goodness, and finally, right? And that's with minimal investment in certain countries. You know, imagine the results that Jamaica could get if they had even close to the funding that the top 10 teams in the world have. So there's so much more growth potential in a lot of these countries. Colombia is a great example of a country that is invested a bit more, but still, you know, just investing minimally, and they're on to the round of 16 with one of the best players in the tournament, 18-year-old Caicedo.
Yeah. By the way, you mentioned Jamaica. They beat Brazil. Brazil's gone, and Jamaica's through, which is so it could be worse for the United States. They are in it, but they will play Sweden. They have a great record against Sweden. But this, I don't know how much of them that you have been able to see, but they look awfully big and awfully dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah, and very disciplined, very structured, tough to break down. We've met them in a number of different tournaments over the years. They're always competitive. They've certainly beaten us on a number of occasions, and it's probably one of the more difficult matchups we could have, realistically, in the round of 16, because of the way they play. It's going to be very difficult to break them down. We're going to have to be really good on set pieces, both offensively and defensively, and just honestly be a lot better than we've been in the first three games.
All right, real quick, and then I'm going to ask you a big picture thing about the Women's World Cup. Are you surprised that Casey Murphy hasn't gotten in?
Well, you know, we talked about it a couple weeks ago, and it was, you know, are they going to ride one of the two goalkeepers, Alyssa Nair or Casey, or are they going to, you know, play both in the first round and then ride the hot hand? I'll say I'm disappointed. I think that she would have done really well. And I think that she would have helped the team both from a leadership standpoint as well as from a goalkeeping standpoint. I feel bad for her that she hasn't had an opportunity. But as you know, you never know what's coming around the corner and when you might get that shot.
All right, final thing for Kurt Johnson. I got about a minute left. Just your takeaway from being over there for a couple of weeks and experiencing the group stage and how Australia and New Zealand have staged it.
I thought it was fantastic. I was in four different stadiums, the Sydney Olympic Stadium and then the smaller stadium next to the rugby facility. And then I was in Brisbane and Auckland. All four stadiums were sold out, ranging in between 50,000 and 80,000. The game day environments were incredible. The best game day environment was France-Brazil.
What a game.
Night game, and it was incredible. The Vietnamese fans traveled really well, and they showed very well in the U.S.-Vietnam game. Loud crowd. So fun atmosphere both on, in and outside the stadiums. Australia is a great place to visit. I highly recommend it.
Even though it's an entire day to get there and you're an entire day ahead. Kurt Johnson, Director of Soccer, North Carolina FC, NC Courage. I appreciate your time. I will talk to you again very soon, and we'll talk about your two domestic clubs next time.
Thanks a lot. I enjoyed it.